You're listening to Ali Clark
and David Bevan
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Michelangelo Rucci is football writer and journalist and has been right up close to the South Australian football for many, many years. Rucci, good morning. Is it time that the competition should at least be put on hold after what unfolded yesterday for both local teams?
Oh, hello, Elliot. Well, a lot of people probably would think that because you got a headache yesterday. I kept thinking of the poor opposition analyst at the Adelaide Footy Club who starts the week planning for a game against the Western Bulldogs. Then it became Hawthorn. Then suddenly it became Port Adelaide. Now it's back to Hawthorn. So his head would be spinning. And I dare say there's a lot of footy fans who would be saying, well, where is my footy team? When are they playing? And should they be playing? But the answer to your question is, the theme at AFL House is if they stop, it might be a train they never, ever get to start again, because there is no certainty in any of their corridors, whether it be the traditional heartlands of Adelaide, Melbourne and Perth, or in the new markets of Queensland or Sydney, that they'll get to play games again this year. So they're pushing ahead knowing if they stop, it may never start again. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging to find even a grand final venue. But I do understand what they're saying. They just got to press ahead until there is no door open.
There'd be a vast percentage of people that would say, fine, we don't need it. You know, everybody else is trying to get their head around. And why should these people be being seen, at least, to be get a special privilege by having to travel and being able to get where they need to go? Did I see, though, it is actually costing the AFL between $5 and $6 million a week, all of these changes in scheduling? And that doesn't even count, you know, when the Adelaide Oval can't take and sell tickets?
Exactly. Yeah, that's at the top end. The AFL as a headquarters is costing them around $5 million a week. You're looking at clubs that are then not able to get their money in as well. And then the economy that goes through, like you point out, at Adelaide Oval, which is supporting the Sandfall, community footy, and even, you know, just people who are actually working there. So, yeah, it is a very, very costly issue. So that's why some people say press ahead, because it upholds an economy. And then there'll be some people who say continue, because it also helps some people get away from some challenging mental health issues while we have lockdowns. So there's arguments on both sides of the agenda. Now, I would dare say the AFL would say they'll have to keep adding in that red ink, because if they stop, it's an even bigger hole when they're not getting TV money from it, from the games that they are playing.